Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a swing stretch guide with a DJ-friendly structure in Ableton Live 12, aimed right at jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes. The big idea here is simple. We want breaks that feel alive, groove hard, and still behave like a proper DJ tool. So not just a loop that sounds cool on its own, but something you can actually mix in and out of a set without it falling apart. We're going to use swing, warping, slicing, and arrangement phrasing to make the drums feel human, gritty, and energetic, while still keeping the structure clean. Now, if you already know your way around Ableton, perfect. I'm going to assume you can load samples, make MIDI clips, and move between session view and arrangement view. What we're focused on today is the workflow. First, start with the right break. For classic jungle and old school DDNB, you want a break that already has character. Think Amen. Think break. Apache. Funky drummer style material, or really any dusty live drum loop with some personality in it. The important thing is that it has a bit of room tone, some transient detail, and some natural movement. Super clean modern loops can work too, but they usually need more dirt and more treatment to feel authentic. Drag your break into an audio track, then set your tempo somewhere in the 160 to 174 BPM range. If you want that slightly faster rave jungle feel, you can push it up a little higher, but this range is a strong starting point. Open the clip in clip view and turn warp on. Now, with jungle, warping is where a lot of people either make the break feel tight or accidentally kill it. So the goal is not to force the break into a robotic grid. You want it locked enough to follow the project, but loose enough to keep that old school feel. For percussive breaks, try warp mode set to beats. If the sample has more tonal content or you're stretching it more aggressively, Complex Pro can help, but don't reach for it first unless you need it. Set the first downbeat correctly. Find the 1.1.1 marker and make sure it's sitting on the real start of the phrase. Then go to the end of the break and set a warp marker there so the loop lands properly. If the sample drifts, add just enough markers to control the phrase. Don't overdo it. Too many warp markers and the break starts sounding sterile, like the life got pressed out of it. Jungle thrives on a little bit of imperfection. Next, let's turn that break into something you can actually play and rearrange. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. This is a great move because now the break becomes playable across pads, and you can edit the hits like an instrument. For slicing, transient is usually the most natural choice, but if you want more consistent control, 1/8 or 1/16 can work too. Choose simpler when prompted. Now you've got a drum rack with break slices mapped out, and that's where the fun really starts. This is your swing control center. You can re-trigger hits, mute slices, build fills, and move ghost notes around without destroying the core rhythm. Before we get too deep into programming, let's talk about swing. In jungle, swing is not just a groove setting. It's also about where the hits sit in relation to the grid. The main snare, especially the backbeat, needs to stay strong and stable. The ghost notes, hats, little fills, and decorative slices can move more freely. Open the groove pool and load a swing feel from Ableton's built-in grooves. An MPC style or SB style swing is a good place to begin. Don't max it out. Try a light to moderate setting first. Timing around 10 to 30% is usually enough to make the loop breathe. Random should stay low, maybe 0 to 5%. Velocity can be a subtle assist, around 5 to 15% if needed. The bass resolution will usually be 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how the pattern is built. A good rule here is, keep the snare backbeat confident and let the surrounding details do the dancing. If the whole loop swings too hard, the forward motion can start to sag. On the other hand, if it's too stiff, it loses that human push-pull. So think of swing as a subtle groove enhancer, not a dramatic effect. Now let's build a practical two-bar drum phrase. Anchor the main kick and snare. Put the snare on 2 and 4 where appropriate, then use break slices, ghost snares, ghost kicks, and hats around those anchor points. Add some velocity variation so the groove feels played rather than copied and pasted. Main snare hits should be stronger. Ghost notes should sit lower in velocity. Hats can alternate a bit so they don't feel machine flat. If one slice is popping out too much, fix that with clip gain or velocity first. That's a really important coach note. A lot of people jump straight to compression, but if a slice is just too loud, it's usually cleaner to tame it at the source. And in this style, clean control always wins over overprocessing. Now, let's make this DJ-friendly. A proper jungle or old-school DNB intro should give a DJ time to beat match and blend in another record. That means the intro should not slam into full low-end chaos instantly. Build it in stages. For example, Bars 1 to 4 can be filtered drums or just a minimal kick or rim pulse. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce the chopped break quietly. Bars 9 to 12 can bring in more snare movement and ghost notes. Then bars 13 to 16 can open up into the full drum energy. On your drum bus, a simple processing chain can help shape that intro. EQ 8 can trim low rumble if needed. Oil filter can start low past and gradually open up. Drum bus adds a little grit and punch, but keep it subtle. Utility can help you narrow or mono the low end if the intro is getting too wide or too messy. The idea is that the DJ has room to bring your tune in without the bass fighting whatever is already playing. Now for the stretch part of Swing Stretch Guide. This is where you can create tension and movement without heavy effects. Try delaying certain break hits just a hair, or stretching a snare tail so it hangs into the next bar. You can also slightly warp selected slices off-grid to create a pull. In Simpler or Sampler, adjust start, length, transpose, and filter envelope on individual slices. A tiny lengthened snare tail or a reverse cymbal leading into a drop can do a lot of emotional work, and that's a very jungle move, by the way. A lot of the vibe comes from little edits and tension tricks, not from huge arrangement changes. Sometimes a single delayed, ghost hit or a reversed slice does more than an entire extra drum pattern. Let's keep the low end under control now, because jungle and old school DNB can get muddy fast if the drums and bass are both living in the same space. The sub-region, roughly 30 to 80 Hz, should be reserved for your bass or for the most intentional kick energy. The low mid zone from around 120 to 250 Hz is where breaks can get cloudy. And the 2 to 6 kHz range is where the transient bite lives, so you want that area clear, but not harsh. Use EQ8 to carve out mud, utility to manage stereo width, glue compressor lightly if you want some bus cohesion, and drum bus if you want extra weight and dirt. The goal is not to crush the drums. The goal is to make them powerful and readable so the bass line can sit in its own pocket. That brings us to arrangement phrasing. A lot of great DNB tunes are really DJ tools in disguise. They're arranged in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases that make mixing easy. So think in blocks. 8 bars for clean transitions, 16 bars for a fuller musical section, and maybe 32 bars if the groove is evolving enough to justify it. A strong structure might look like this: an 8-bar intro, then another 8-bar intro with a break tease, then a 16-bar main groove, then an 8-bar variation with a filler filter movement, then another 16-bar section with extra percussion, and finally an 8-bar outro strip down for the mix. That gives DJs space to work, and it gives the track a satisfying energy curve. You can reinforce that old-school feel with a few classic touches. Vinyl noise under the intro works great. A chopped vocal stab or a reggae-style phrase can add attitude. A dub delay throw at the end of a phrase can make the transitions feel more musical. A filtered re-swell before the drop is a classic tension move. A reverse crash into the main break also works really well. Ableton's echo, reverb, redux, vinyl distortion, and frequency shifter can all help here, but use them sparingly. Too much and the track gets crowded. Now, one of the best ways to level this up is to think in layers instead of one all-powerful break loop. Use one chopped break as the identity layer, then add a quieter percussion layer underneath for motion. That helps the groove stay energetic without overcrowding the main break. Keep your anchor hit stable. Let the decorative slices move around them. That's the whole game. Another great trick is to alternate two swing feels. For example, use one clip with a lighter swing, and another with a slightly heavier swing, then switch every 8 or 16 bars. That keeps the tune moving forward without sounding random. You can also create answer bars, where every 4th or 8th bar one or two slices get replaced with a tom hit, a reverse cymbal, a ghost flam, or a chopped vocal stab. That call and response idea is very old school and it keeps repetition from becoming flat. For sound design, parallel dirt is a big win. Duplicate the drum group or create a return track with saturator, overdrive, pedal, or glue compressor, then blend it underneath the clean drums. That gives you weight and grime without losing the punch of the original break. And if you want even more character, resample the break bus. Record a pass of the drums to audio, then mangle that resampled file with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, or a redux. Jungle often gets stronger the moment you stop endlessly tweaking and start performing the break as a sound source. Here's a great little practice exercise for this lesson. Build a 16-bar jungle DJ intro. Bars 1 to 4 should be ambience or vinyl noise with minimal drums and a closed low-pass filter. Bars 5 to 8 should introduce a chopped break quietly with some swing, but no bass yet. Bars 9 to 12 should bring in snare hits and ghost notes. Open the filter a bit, and maybe add one dub delay throw. Bars 13 to 16 should be a fuller break groove with a bass teaser or subswell leading into the drop. Keep everything mixable, and use only stock Ableton devices if you can. If you want to challenge yourself further, build a 32-bar loop with two personalities. Make one section more stripped and another more energetic. Alternate two swing feels, include at least one stretch-style transition, protect the bass space, and make the loop usable for DJ mixing at the start and end. If it works as both a listening section and a mixing tool, you've nailed the brief.